Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome back to Hoop It Up, the Bay Area's preeminent 3-on-3 basketball tournament turned into a podcast.
I just want to remind you and the audience, this podcast started during the Obama administration.
We was there for the drone strikes, kids. Niggas like to forget. We was there.
We were there when the Spotify playlists were cool.
When he first said he was doing a song, podcast with, who was that? Bruce Springsteen.
Bruce Springsteen, or yeah.
It felt good. Ain't that right, Benner?
I'd like Benner. Hello. Number one Bruce Springsteen and Obama podcast fan. I listened to every episode.
What was your favorite part?
Oh, you know, when they were just sucking each other off for 90 minutes at a time.
Mm-hmm. Dog, that's my favorite thing about any porno, when they get sucked off for too long. I love that.
I was going to say
know
my
what
favorite
I'm talking
part
about
was
when they get sucked off too long in them pornos.
Yeah, no, we all know. We all know, Jamal.
You know.
Everyone's... Did we need tell to acknowledge
it.
You?
Tell me about it slower, yes. Please.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. She'd be like, sit on the bed. It's like, fuck, man, this is... We're already 15 minutes in.
Well, you know, every episode is someone's first episode, and I think...
And their last.
Yeah, that's a lot of people's last, too. Yeah.
Get in early, get out right away.
That's just like those pornos. It is happy basketball time, and it is also business time, guys. If you want to support the Buds, go to patreon.com/AirBudsPod. $5 a month gets you bonus episodes, gets you access to bonus shows, gets you access to our Discord. Shout out to Drez, who just joined the Discord today. Brand new Patreon supporter. We appreciate you. Go to patreon.com/AirBudsPod. If you can't do that, please go to Apple Podcasts. Please go to Spotify. Click that 5-star button. It helps us climb the charts and beat the algorithm. And if you can't even do that,
algorithm.
Yeah, algorithm. Isn't it funny how algorithm like literally came true?
So are you saying that like Space Jam 2 is like going to be like the same way we watch Contagion when we're like, oh, actually this was right the whole time?
Where is his spinoff? Where is his sitcom, the algorithm sitcom?
David Zaslav is the algorithm spinoff. He watched Space Jam 2 and said, that's a good idea. I'm going to start deleting things off our servers.
Did he buy things? Did he merge the companies before Space Jam 2 or after it came out?
I think he officially took over after Space Jam 2, but it was, in the works probably, you know, while Space Jam 2 is being filmed.
Now, at what point are we going to give LeBron James his credit for trying to warn us?
I'm going
to
say
he literally made a movie to warn us.
Should we rewatch this and think about him trying to like create him and Ryan Coogler to create like an act of like artistical protest.
Do you think LeBron, I know he's got the executive producer credit and Spring Hill made the movie technically as a production company, but like what input do you think he has in the story other than like, I think we should put the Flintstones in the background.
He reads two chapters of The Godfather every day, and then he puts up the note cards and gets to work.
He had his hands all over this. Just like that 2 Chainz album. He had his hands all over this.
I think LeBron would be the worst guy in the writer's room. The guy who's just constantly detracting and bringing progress to a halt and pulling up YouTube videos when we're in the middle of like just breaking a story beat.
Oh man, I love that guy. That guy, he shows up with a vat of iced coffee every day. He shows up with a vat of iced coffee, and as soon as you have an idea, he won't say shit for the first hour of the day. He'll just drink a gallon of coffee, and then the minute you go to say anything, he's like, "How about I fucking talk for 20 straight minutes and put on the most racist YouTube allowed in the room?"
Which is what? Tosh?
Well, it's probably Tosh. Or the one guy, that black dude who did that swastika rap. Remember that guy?
No.
Go on.
It was the dude, I miss my N-words, but then he also had one, he had like a upbeat one that was like a weird rap about how he was like gonna go back in time and kill Hitler, but like it's like very, it just
maybe became friends with Hitler or something.
Yeah, like, then he kind of becomes friends with Hitler or something.
Hitler's a person too. We just need to talk to the Nazis if we want to change them.
It's not good, whatever it is, and I will certainly find it.
As we go on, we remember, right?
Yeah,
like, we remember.
Is that in Zone of Interest?
Hitler's
I didn't see it.
There's a person. He's an artist, just like me.
Wait, you the royal you?
Squeezed out?
No. Me, the rapper, the musical artist.
Yeah. The other you.
Patreon.com/earbudspot.
God,
business Jesus. Over.
Yeah, that's, you know what? Certainly beating the allegations. Hey, how y'all been, man?
What's good. Up?
I've been out of town the past few days. Thank you, Jamel, for handling Patreon duties solo.
Hey,
bolo.
Listen, don't worry, kids.
I was in town for a couple days.
Yeah, hey, Peter came, did mixtape, and did not bomb. By the way,
thank you. I was. Why is that? Why is that so funny?
Yeah, just, why did Mike laugh right away?
Yeah. Why is
just
that?
A funny way to put it. Like, what way to throw your friend under the bus and like reveal that you expected him to bomb? You can have Peter came to mixtape and killed, but you know, Peter came to mixtape and did not bomb.
Because he came and he was worried. And Jamel were like, oh, you didn't bomb at all.
Because you was all worried. We were like, hey, man, you mind going up later? And you were like, what, later? And I'm like, look, man, you're funnier than Judd Apatow. They could just go whenever we put you.
Oh, no, I was fine. I'd just been up for like 24 hours at that point.
True.
Well, and, Benner, I went to Dunsmore.
Oh, yeah. How was it?
Yeah.
You know what, man? Worth it.
It's really good. Yeah. I think that's is that conversation on a Patreon episode too about that restaurant?
It is. But yeah, I'll just say worth it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty tasty.
Yeah. It was disappointingly unbelievable. The cornbread, oh my goodness.
It's really fucking good.
Oh man. All right.
He's not acting. Coincidentally, ironically enough, he wasn't acting when he said that way.
No.
Well, you know what else is tasty? That sweet money you get from gambling, guys. You two are the resident sports bettors in the chat, and we had some sports betting news break just before we started recording this. Did you hear about this, guys? You hear about this?
I just want to say,
yeah.
As Benner breaks up and probably hears this,
right?
We were first to the scene here, saying that gambling was going to destroy the fabric of everything we love in sports. and lead to the eventual death of people. And I feel like we're real close, guys. I feel like we're so close. It's on the tips of everybody's fingertips and tongues. It's here.
Has the money been worth it?
They're so desperate to get the most money they can out of a TV deal that they gave away League Pass for free, League Pass Premium for free, just to try to get viewer numbers up before they negotiate the deal next year.
Didn't stop me from paying for it already.
I got that free. That's honorable. I got that free guy.
Bradley,
it's
honorable.
You know what? It's hard to watch basketball.
Like, emotionally?
Well, listen, I mean, maybe it might have something to do with the fact that I have two kids and a business that I started last year, but I found it more difficult to find the time to watch full basketball games.
God damn it.
Well, I guess on League Pass, you got the like 10-minute cutdowns, right?
Yeah, those are nice. I watch those a lot. I also just watch them on YouTube, too. They're sometimes a little better on YouTube.
They need a new cut that is like the condensed version. But we also need condensed fan cam with the condensed version.
Mm.
Just best of fan cam for each game.
Yeah, exactly.
NBA, hit me up. I want that job. I can cut down, you know, at least 5 games a night. I can cut down fan cam shit.
You can't tell me that what's happening in between the game time in Memphis is not more entertaining than what's happening.
Listen,
when they're playing.
One of the 42 executives who secretly watches this show and doesn't tell their friends and isn't subscribed, do your job and steal this. Tell the NBA we need fan cam cutdowns.
Don't steal it. Just hire me.
Or hire Benner. I figure it's cheaper to steal it. It's cheaper to steal it, but you could hire Benner if you want.
Here's another idea.
I'm an experienced editor. I can do it.
NBA fan cam TikTok. You just post all the best fan cams from the night before.
Brilliant.
You'd have 10 million followers right away.
And people Hire would us. Be so excited to be find out that they were on the fan cam page.
The only thing more exciting than being on the fan cam is being on the fan cam TikTok. Did we just save the NBA?
Yes, again, for like the fourth time.
There's also the other side of the coin that we might be ruining it more, but you know what? If we get money out of it.
Okay, hold on. But if it's already been ruined, care. Like, whatever.
Okay, well, speaking of ruining the NBA and gambling, right before we started recording, it was announced the NBA is investigating the Raptors two-way player Jonte Porter, a.k.a. Michael Porter Jr.'s little brother, for betting issues.
What are the issues? How many issues can there be?
He's betting and he's using change. He's using coins at the blackjack table.
So basically, there are multiple instances of betting irregularities over the past several months, particularly on games on January 26th and March 20th. On the January 26th game against the LA Clippers, the over-under for Porter props set around 5.5 points, 4.5 rebounds, and 1.5 assists. And then his over for three-pointers was 0.5. That night, Jonte Porter played 4 minutes before leaving the game because of what the Raptors said was a re-aggravation of an eye injury he'd suffered. He did not score. He had 3 rebounds and 1 assist and did not attempt a three, meaning
Dude,
all of the unders hit on the prop.
Not trying? That is insane.
Yeah.
At least Pete Rose was like, I'm a psychopath and I think I'm going to win all the time.
Yeah.
Then this is the first instance of shaving your own points.
On March 20th against the Suns, he had an over under at 7.5 points and 5.5 rebounds. He ended up playing 3 minutes and left the game for an undisclosed illness and did not return. He did not score and had 2 rebounds.
He's going to get kicked out of the league, dude.
He's calling out sick in the middle of the game. Coach, my tum-tum hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I got boo-boo.
After both games, DraftKings reported that the over-under on Porter's props were the number one moneymakers of the night.
Come on, son.
Dude, he's going to get in a lot of trouble. He's really fucked. He's I only saw the headline right before we started recording, but that is, holy shit, that is so bad.
And obviously Michael Porter Jr.'s worse, probably dumber brother would do this.
Yep. He sat out against the Wizards on Saturday, and then he's listed as out against the Nets tonight, both for personal reasons, probably because he is being investigated by the NBA and perhaps the FBI.
So, is it illegal? Okay, wait, here's the thing. I guess what he did is illegal, right?
Yeah.
Is it just against the rules of... But this is why I don't understand it. Like, during the Super Bowl, Reba sang the national anthem. Or sometimes people bet on, like, what song Usher's going to start with first. There's got to be ways to know what's going to happen. Like, some of these things are just like, I can't believe this is the first time this is happening. But I don't know. Maybe
Well, it's definitely not the first. He's just the dumbest. He's just the newest dumbest.
Be like, my tum-tum hurts.
Yeah, it sounds like he literally left with a tum-tum.
He left with a tum-tum for sure. He left with a fake eye injury. But okay, so that guy that bet on, he bet that there would be a streaker at the Super Bowl, right? And then he was the one that ran on the field and streaked. And he ended
Wait,
up.
Really?
Yeah, and he ended up, he went to jail for like a night and got banned from like NFL games, but he made like $1 million or something.
Is that true?
Is that what that guy did illegal?
Is that real?
Yeah. It happened at this past Super Bowl.
No way. Really?
Yeah.
Is that insider trading?
I don't know. But yeah, Peter, you're right. Like, if someone bets like Usher's going to do yeah first, like someone can get the set list and like bet on that, right?
I mean, you
but
can't
But that's
bet.
Also, that. This is also, it must have, this got to be a white only casino that you could bet on. Usher's set list.
I think it's like all on fucking DraftKings and shit, isn't it?
That was on DraftKings?
I don't think all of them, that stuff is available on all of the draft. Like, some of the books just like don't take them.
Shit, pardon me. I mean, maybe even the black only casino. Did I tell you guys I did Super Bowl squares?
So I did you win?
I won the fourth quarter and it felt like I fixed the Super Bowl.
You got it tied at a certain number.
Yeah, I had 9-9 in the squares, and I won the fourth quarter.
I don't because
it ended overtime.
I know how squares work, but I also don't get it, even though it's been explained to me and I've seen it happen multiple times.
You put the money. It's a square. It's all the numbers 0 through 9. And
no,
then...
I get it. I still just like I don't know.
Well, that's not I'm the idiot. Point. Is it almost started a race war at the Super Bowl party? You know what I mean? Because like a couple people who I would say are darker than your typical wicker basket, was like, hey, oh, you're doing Super Bowl squares, Jamel? Hey, let's do Usher squares. What if we bet on like what songs he do, and then like. Every white person that walked in had no confidence in the Usher Square thing. So we just could never get we could never get out of the blocks on Usher Squares because none of the white people knew Usher's music well enough to do squares.
How would Usher Squares
And then
squares
I'm like,
work?
I gotta write the name. Yeah, then we started getting into
how many
the
squares are there? How
logistics
have, like, 9?
Of how many squares it is. I mean, it ends up being a lot of squares because it's every possibility for 0 through 9 between both teams. I don't know. And then there's so many Usher songs.
Yeah, I was going to say, would you have to do a square for every single Usher song? That's got to be like 150 songs, right?
So listen, all the black people start debating how Usher squares could work. And then all the white people started getting scared because we was talking like, so then we had to just shut down Usher squares.
There was like a white person like, did he do a song with Gwen Stefani? I'll bet on that square.
The answer is maybe.
I don't think he did.
Actually, I don't think he did.
Well, speaking of race wars.
He's fucked.
Well, yeah, Jontay Porter's fucked. It's even if it turns out somehow that he did not bet on himself, I think the NBA is probably going to make a example out of him, because this does not look good. Especially, you know, just mere days after they announced, hey, we're going to work gambling into League Pass so you can gamble live during games in app.
It's just, I know that England is doing this, but England also existed for 1,000 more years, man. They had a whole fucking Braveheart and all that shit.
Well, you got to get more specific on where England was sitting in the Braveheart, but
yeah, that's true. I forgot.
I think the more important thing of what you're articulating is the fact that England's already been through this and had like the, oh no, everybody's broke from gambling thing happen to them decades ago.
Yeah.
And then they curbed all this stuff.
Motherfuckers, mad dudes got kicked out the league, man. It was all types of fucked up.
Speaking of sports gambling, you guys think Shohei Ohtani did it?
Hell yeah.
100%.
And it's also, doesn't it feel like the way this is playing out, it's like, what do you don't think? You don't think Japanese people gamble or something? Like, what is this?
Well, yeah, even if that is the case, it's like, well, they're throwing another Japanese guy under the bus for it.
Where is he? Damn.
I don't know.
How sick do you think Japanese prison looks?
It's probably pretty nice.
How rich do you have to be where you're just like, I'm not checking my bank? Like, I check my bank account out of habit.
Especially when I have a lot of money.
Sure.
I'm checking it more.
Yeah.
I'm like, boy, look at that. Good job, Peter. That looks okay.
My money is currently fucked up. I haven't looked at my account in weeks. When my money's good, I open that shit like hourly.
I think it's either Shohei Ohtani was doing it through his interpreter, or he has the worst team of people around him possible, and he needs to like clear house.
Or he gambles millions of dollars whenever he wants because he's worth a billy.
You know what? The truth of that joke that I tried to wind up into is I am finding it hard to believe that a Japanese man would have treacherous people around him. I did not know that Japan would treat their stars like MC Hammer and ruin their life like that.
Well, I'm sorry to be here for the realization that the Yakuza games might be truer than you thought they were, Jamal.
Is that
some
racist?
Japanese people are in fact criminals.
Is that wrong of me to think? Is that racist that I think Japanese people aren't treacherous?
I don't know. Seems kind of nice.
I don't want to
watch Spirited Away enough.
I don't want to dabble in this area for too much longer.
This is the area we're not dabbling.
Get out! Get out now! I'm sorry I brought us here. Please eject.
Jontay Porter is probably fucked. But you know, this is the beginning of the outcome, as you know, Peter, you were saying earlier, of like what we've been predicting for a couple of years now, where sports gambling is going to not only infect the league like a virus, but probably wind up with someone getting hurt and or dead.
You know it.
Yeah, someone in the league, not just Michael Jordan's dead. Someone active.
All right.
Someone good.
The only thing I'll say about the Cavs this week is JB Bickerstaff received someone like was sending him texts being like, I know where you live, dude. I'm going to kill you.
Wait, really? I don't think, dude, I saw that news.
Yeah, someone like some gamblers found got his phone number and was like threatening him over text.
So what would that do? Why would you threaten him? So what bet do they have active?
Well, I mean,
they're like, if I threaten the coach.
If you've seen his rotations, you would probably understand why it wouldn't be a good idea to gamble.
You're empathizing with the gamblers.
No, I'm not empathizing with the gamblers. I'm just saying what could have happened that could have spurred someone to think that way.
Yeah.
You know, if you watch the Cavs on the regular, you'd be like, why are you playing this lineup again?
If you watch the Cavs on the regular, you'd see why we...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
They sent that text.
Yeah, where was Ethan at?
I can only direct you to his lawyer.
His whereabouts are currently unknown.
Yeah.
At 7-Eleven buying a burner phone again right now.
Trying to rip open the thing without cutting it, like the plastic.
Another issue happened while I was on vacation, and I'm sorry that I wasn't around to record a Patreon episode about it, but we might as well talk about it here. Patrick Beverley listed his Mount Rushmore of whitest black players, including Mo Bamba, who was not happy. And now I feel like I need to let Jamel lead this conversation.
You've paired Patrick Beverley up with a unknown nondescript white man in a new snapback hat. You did it. All right. Now
hold on one second. Let me take off my hat for a second. Okay.
I need the white people involved in this show to step up. When Patrick Beverley comes to the production meeting and says, "Let's do the whitest black players list," one of you has to stop him. All right. Stand up to Patrick Beverley and save him from himself in the top 10 whitest black players list.
First of all, his co-host name is Roan. So that tells you everything you need to know there. And also, this is a Barstool show, which you do forget.
Damn it. It is the most Barstooliest thing I could think of.
Remember when all that was going down years ago and they named a show the N-word?
Oh shit, who's what?
No, you remember this?
No,
there was like drama with, like, who was it? Remember, it was like, I think when Trill Withers was still there, but there was something about something racist happening, and Dave Portnoy made a podcast, and the acronym for it, the podcast, was the N-word.
Ooh.
Oh my, I remember that. Yeah.
No, I'm not hip to that one, man. I
feel like
this
was also like, maybe it was like a week before George Floyd or something too. It was like,
it was
like
around, it
was like impeccably bad timing. Not as bad as that clip that CJ Toledano showed us that one time of that other podcast thing we saw that happened around George Floyd, which that's all I'll say about it.
Oh, shit. We're going to have to talk after this.
I don't remember that one either, but.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Wait, I'm going to text you guys because you have.
Because when the Floyd thing happened, you got to remember, I was alone. I was in isolation with a handle of Cuervo. I don't remember some stuff.
There was a lot of white podcasters stepping in it around George Floyd. Most notably, I think Bill Simmons and Ryan Russillo.
Oh, right.
All of Barstool. Apparently, whatever Peter just texted us.
Did you see the text?
Oh,
you remember that now. You do remember it. We can't talk about it, but you do remember.
Yes.
In fact, we should hit up that dude to see if we can just watch that video again after this. Because,
yeah.
Listen, podcasting is a dangerous space, man. This is a deep, heavy responsibility that often you don't know you're walking into that responsibility. You have no idea what you're prepared for. And then all of a sudden... and comes look, at you fast.
And when you're black, obviously, you know, it's like, all right, man, I'm working at Barstool. I've made a deal with the devil. But when you're black in America, that is what you think being alive means. At some point, I am going to have to make a deal with the devil to live and survive here. So you make the deal and you say, hey, whatever, man. It's not going to just suddenly make me a white guy. And Patrick Beverly is not coming off like he's like a – I don't think that he's like a suddenly a enemy of peace or some, you know what I'm saying? It's nothing like that. It's just he's not thinking. He's not thinking straight. This is some shit you say with your friends. Patrick Beverly doesn't even know Patreons exist. This is a Patreon episode. They let him put that on the main feeds.
Yeah. Let me get through Mo Bamba's response. Okay. Mo Bamba, initially, when the podcast dropped, he just tweeted a singular image of Dave Chappelle in the white face with the wig during the racial draft sketch. And then he followed it up by tweeting, all right, I got time today at Pat Bev Pod. I'm a top five white guy because I can properly articulate how I feel and how I see things. You a smart man, do your research. I'm not a gangster to any capacity, but I'm born and raised from Harlem. I made it off the block and out of the trenches. Secondly, sitting there with your legs crossed like that, which is...
Come on.
Okay. Okay. You know what?
Yeah.
He gets some latitude on this.
Yep. You got to give him some for that.
Yeah. Secondly, sitting there with your legs crossed like that and asking your white co-host to publicly question my blackness is one of the reasons why it's hard to move the culture forward. He then added Pat Bevpod. And then my favorite touch of the whole thing, he added a tag for Dr. Umar Johnson.
That was like, okay, and now we've reached the limit here. Okay.
I'm going to leave this for Dr. Umar to sort out.
Yeah,
man, it's just not a convo for when you work at Barstool. I want to say Ryan Clark did the same thing in football. He said some shit about like Lamar Jackson being like the blackest quarterback ever, or like the most, I don't know, he said some shit that you're not supposed to say. Come on, you're going to the white workplace. All right. Just keep that shit somewhere else, man. And then, yeah, and Mo Bamba, obviously, bro, you are accidentally responsible for one of the whitest hip-hop songs in history.
Do you think he had anything to do with that?
Nah, it just happens to be named after him.
Yeah.
It just happens to be named after him. And now it's going to get played at every bar mitzvah everywhere.
All right, everybody, welcome to Justin's Bar Mitzvah in the suburbs of Indianapolis. Come on in, Justin.
Dog, they love it. And that's not Mo Bamba's fault, but that is white as shit now.
It is pretty white. It is something really uncomfortable for Pat Bev to be asking Roan for his judgment on this. I think if you asked me to judge people's blackness, I would start sweating bullets and maybe kill myself.
Well, and now I'm going to take a turn at being Pat Bev's lawyer. Now, when you ask Roan this, you're asking him from a perspective of, all right, Roan, you're white. Who in the NBA do you think you is the most, like, who could you talk to, white man? You know what I'm saying?
Am I playing like that right now?
Well, what's Roan's background?
Who knows, man? He probably went to modern day.
I think we need to do a deep dive on Roan on the next Patreon episode.
That's not bad.
Yeah. We also need to catch up on Larsa Pippen and Marcus Jordan, who are, if you were to believe their Instagram, are now officially broken up again.
Aww. Wait, they were back together after?
Oh, yeah. They did the fake breakup. They got back together, made it on like a whole podcast episode, and now they're back to being broken up.
Wait, they said it was fake?
I think it was fake. It was not fake. I think it was
it was a fake podcast.
She faked the breakup, and then like 5 days later, the podcast came out and said, we worked it out. And then now like they're back to being broken up. I don't know if it's real this time or not, but I'm going to get into it and tell you guys all about it. Maybe this week. That'll be our Patreon episode.
A dip dive. I like it.
I do like where this is going, though, for Pat Bev, because it's clear he has run out of basketball to talk about. And he is now pulling into the deeper well of topics to discuss in a basketball podcast. He's frankly trying to go where we go in this podcast, is maybe missing the mark a little bit. But I like that this is happening with Pat Bev, because this tells me that in about 2 months, LeBron James might be asking J.J. Redick for his opinion on how black each player in the NBA is. And well, I cannot wait for J.J. Redick to talk about that.
It's like, I mean, one of these basketball players was eventually going to have to talk about basketball in a different way. Like, I think, you know what I mean? Like, there's only, like, the knuckleheads, you know, they got their 20 questions. And then all the smokers, like, you know, Steven Jackson's going to say he's got CTE and he don't think the moon is real. Like, there's, like, a couple little...
Can you think of anything... All right, I'm going to say this. There's no going back.
You can pause. You know, we don't have to go there if you don't want
don't
to.
Don't wind up,
you
know, man. What? Don't do it, man.
I just want to know.
We have a Patreon for a reason, Peter.
Amen.
Is there anything whiter than bringing a $10,000 bottle of wine to a podcast about basketball? I'm sorry. I just couldn't hold it in anymore. I couldn't hold it in.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I don't know. I can't judge that, but I think it's just very, I don't know if it's white or black. It's just very fucking billionaire-ish.
Yeah, which is, yo.
And a billionaire, you would, you know, what is.
Yeah.
Listen, there is some sort of, y'all remember that that page, Stuff White People Like?
Yeah. Shout out Chelsea Peretti, right?
Stuff White People Like started off as this thing that was very niche and funny. And then one day I looked at Stuff White People Like, and it was just nice things. And I was like, wait a goddamn minute. I like Ray-Bans too. What the fuck?
Yeah. Sheets with 300 thread count? Am I not allowed to have that?
Yeah, like, what are we doing? This ain't fun no more.
Yeah.
A sweater.
A house? What do you mean a house?
Yeah, yeah, like, dog, I like those. I like a house.
Shout out Mo Bamba. Good for you for saying something to your former teammate too. Like, Pat Bev and Mo Bamba were like teammates a week ago.
And that's why you had to say something. Bro, don't act like you, come on, man.
You just really can't have that conversation. Your podcast co-host name is Barstool Roan. If your nickname has Barstool in it, probably not the person to be. Who suggested this topic? I guess that's the biggest question, right?
I did not catch it. I hope it was Pat Bev, for Pat Bev's sake.
I'm hoping to God it was Pat Bev, and he came in and was like, yo, I got an idea, y'all. And then they just let him do it because they're the white guys at Barstool.
Oh my God, this is perfect.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, now I want to hear Draymond Green respond. Because Draymond, has he said anything yet? He's going to say something,
nah,
right?
He will.
Yeah.
Which brings me to my only question on this episode. Whose basketball career is over first, Draymond Green or Michael Porter Jr.'s little brother? Who never plays basketball again first?
Jontay Porter.
Yeah, it's not even close.
He's done.
Damn.
Like I said, even if it somehow comes out that he did not.
Nah, because his interpreter.
His interpreter poked his eye and gave him the flu bug. Yeah.
Honestly, that would be a great way to go out. You're just like, fuck it. It was Shohei Ohtani's interpreter. I stand by it.
Yeah. Why not? That guy's already under the bus. Just roll another couple wheels over him.
It's a fancy bus, though, you know?
Yeah. It's the one they take to Anaheim from Dodger Stadium. Guys, It is March. We are trudging towards the playoffs. It feels like injuries are worse than ever this year. Heading into the playoffs.
I mean, I don't know what's real or what's not, because the load management is everybody's getting loaded. And
here's all I know. The Boston Celtics are really fucking good, and I think that they are going to win the East handily.
Speaking of betting, I bet on the Celtics meeting the Nuggets about 2 months ago, and I got plus 500 odds for it, and I felt pretty good.
Nice.
I think it's kind of inevitable, right? The season where it's like, maybe it's that. It's like, no, it's fucking Boston and Denver.
The fucking Nuggets Boston and Denver. The Celtics are 7 wins better than the Nuggets right now. It's crazy.
What do you think that flight is like? Is there a direct flight from Boston to Denver?
I think if you are an NBA team, yes.
It's a charter, baby.
Yeah.
What do you think the average white woman's hat size is on the direct flight from Boston to Denver?
Ooh, 8.
The perimeter. Yeah, like an 8.5 around.
Yeah. I think they all wear those jumbo caps, but they look like they're a little too small on them.
Remember when we ordered, Bass Pro Shop hats?
Oh, right, but they were the girl size.
And we got pink ones, and so they came in like, not just girl size, but like tiny girl size.
Yeah, like baby girl size.
I'm the one that ordered those for all of us. But in my defense, it was all one page.
Oh no, I don't think of that for. And yeah. For 1 second, do I blame you for any of that? That is just some sexist ass shit going on.
Yeah, you order the pink, and they automatically assume you're a tiny little lady.
It's only one kind of person who would want this pink Bass Pro Shop trucker hat. And it's 3 horny dudes from Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, California.
One exciting thing to look at, guys. The Houston Rockets are fucking surging right now. 9-1 in their last 10. The Golden State Warriors starting to sputter.
Are you saying you could call the Rockets Ibaka because they're surging?
I could say that. I think I will say that. The Rockets are a pocket because they are surging.
But surging, but if he surged, so what is like surging? Surging sounds like what he would say when he's coming or peeing.
I'm surging right now. Hold on, I'm going to surge.
Nailed the accent, too.
Some options for him.
I didn't try an accent, for the record. If I sounded like an accent, that was just me doing my coming voice.
He's doing his own accent.
I become Congolese when I come. Oh, God. What is this episode about?
No idea.
Gambling's bad for this sport. If you're going to gamble, shop local. Use a local bookie. don't use DraftKings built into the League Pass app.
Yeah, look out for your local bookie who's just down on their luck.
Yeah.
Can also kiss my ass.
Well, Jamel, isn't this kind of how maybe a weed dealer would have felt about 5 years ago when suddenly weed is legal in California?
Oh, certainly. I mean,
imagine business fell off a cliff for a lot of the weed dealers.
I see where you're taking this, and I love it. Do you think that there's like bookies that have to go through like they're like working at like they took a job at like MGM and like it's like weird as fuck in there? Because that's what happened to me. I had to like take a job in the weed business in California and demote myself, and it was weird as fuck in there. Everybody was weird. The whole thing was weird. It was sketchy as hell.
Yeah, you're no longer your own boss.
It sucked dick.
Yeah.
I remember that time.
Good times otherwise, but boy. That part sucked.
Guys, big night in the NBA tonight. I think there's 11 games. I'm going to bring up the Sixers real quick. I'm a humble man, right?
Sure.
I'm known for my humility.
Certainly, I think.
I'm just so fucking humble, and I just want to take a moment to give myself a little credit here. The Sixers beat the Clippers in LA yesterday because I decided I'm going out of the country in the best interest of the Sixers. I'm not even going to be in the same state, let alone nation, because that is their best shot at winning against the Clippers, a game that I had been planning on going to for 6 months before Joel Embiid got injured.
Yep.
And look, they came through. Tobias freaking Harris, of all people, showed up against the Clippers, and they beat Come the on. Breaks off the Clippers.
Tobias revenge game.
Yeah. It got a little close there. I feel like there was maybe the Clippers came within six around the third quarter or so, but the Sixers handled them against, you know, Tobias' former team, against James Harden. Yeah. So Sixers fans, you're welcome. I was in Mexico updating my Google search to follow the score.
You guys are going to make the playoffs. Is it Embiid coming back?
They're saying early April, perhaps. I will say this. It is, Jamel, you were correct. The Sixers basically have the eight seed locked up. Unless I think who's in the seventh or the eighth, the ninth seed right now? I think the Bulls have to basically go 8-4 the rest of the way, and the Sixers would have to go like 4-7 in order to drop below an eight.
And so, listen, you guys have 11 games left, and you're up five.
Yeah, so it's almost impossible for the Sixers to go below eight. So Jamel, your prediction was correct, and I thank you for believing in the Sixers when I couldn't.
500 ball.
Yeah, that's all it takes to win this league, baby.
And you get the opportunity to honor kill Trae Young in the play-in.
No, he's out, right?
Oh, he's shut down?
He's injured, yeah.
For weeks, right?
I think it's been a week or so, yeah.
Time is a flat circle. It could have been yesterday. It could have been in February.
Yeah. I'm not exactly sure either. I thought it'd be cool to watch you guys lop his head off, but maybe next year.
I mean, you might see a fan lop his head off if they don't hit the over on their wins for the season. Oh,
yeah, that is definitely on the way.
Yeah. All right, let's wrap it up. Anything you guys want to plug before we get out of here?
I'm April 11th. I'm in Lafayette, Louisiana with Rob Hayes. 12th and 13th, I'm in New Orleans with Rob Hayes. And April 21st, I'm in Boulder, Colorado by myself at the Boulder, Colorado Comedy Show. And then I think I'm going to be in Fort Collins the rest of 420 weekend at the Comedy Fort, I think.
Hell yeah. Check out Jamel at those dates and places, BroccoliHouse.com, BroccoliHouse on Instagram for more information. Peter, anything?
Check me out on Slack.
Okay.
That's right. We're going back to Slack, baby. Slack it up.
Slackadelphia.
That noise was like PTSD for sure. That noise was bad.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.